media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A 1-1 week for you guys since we last spoke. You lost a close game on the road, 67-61, against Matt Thielen's team, but then come home in yet another close game and pull out a 73-69 win over Northeastern on Saturday. Go back and review those two games for me.
Well, we're playing a ton of close games, and you know, I think we're learning and maturing a little bit on, you know, I've said this from the beginning of the year, even though we're a veteran team, we have a lot of guys back, seven seniors. We don't necessarily have a lot of guys who've been in positions where they've had to close out games. And some of the lineups, we're playing Yvonne Lukic a lot and Paulie a lot. And, you know, those guys haven't necessarily been in those situations. So we're learning and growing and, you know, just playing a lot of tough games. And I think, you know, all the games are really similar. I think, like Coach alluded to, the Swoop hit a big shot, tie ball game, a minute 20 left at Elon. And I think here at home we made maybe a couple plays down the stretch, dove on a loose ball, got a stop, got an offensive rebound. And that's the difference between winning and losing in those close games is guys stepping up and making big plays.
I think now six of your last eight decided by 6 points or less. How important was it for your guys to be able to win a close one like you did against Northeastern?
Oh, I mean, I think it's huge, again, for our confidence and for those guys' experience. You know, a lot of those guys, again, like I say, haven't necessarily been in those situations. And a lot of basketball, it's just being in situations, being comfortable with those situations and, you know, knowing how to react. And so, you know, I think it's something our guys are improving on. We're playing so many close games that you obviously, you know, it's win or lose when you're playing games like that. And so, you know, sometimes I would like to have more of a cushion, but that seems to be our team, and we're fighting and scrapping. But, you know, we're not a team that's going to run away from anybody. So we got to do the little things. We got to rebound. We got to dive on the floor. We got to make those plays throughout the game and especially down the stretch to help us win. So it's good to be able to pull one out.
We're here with JMU head coach Lou Rowe. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Josh. How's everything?
Doing well. We joked right after Saturday's game about your rotation, the starting lineup, but, you know, 10 different starting lineups for you this season. You know, and you seem to have been starting to, particularly with Yo-Yo out, sort of mixing and matching. What, when you're compiling your starting five before a game, what goes into that decision on which five you're putting on the court?
Well, a couple of things, actually. First and foremost, you know, I watched the film, and, you know, so a couple of times we've just had matchups that we weren't comfortable with, and so we, you know, like we would start Ramon maybe against, you know, a certain lineup, and maybe Tom against another lineup, or Yvonne against, you know, another lineup. But to be able to do that, you have to have, you know, a lot of good. I don't think we have anybody at those positions that has separated themselves. I think they're all competing in practice. So it just comes down to what matchup you like better. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, with Tom having some injuries, it kind of was another issue that went into it. Because I thought we had great chemistry when Tom was in our starting lineup. And since Tom has been kind of banged up, we've had to mix and match a little bit and think more about matchups and rotations and who's playing well and, you know, what we want to get accomplished on the court. Just because Tom's been so banged up, and, you know, I would love to have a set starting lineup and have Tom in there and, you know, battle-tested, ready to go, because I think it helps on the back end with the rotation with Dimitri and even some of our guard rotations if Ramon's coming off the bench can play the three or the four. But, you know, him being banged up and then other guys being ready to step up, we've had to mix and match a little bit.
Okay, then I mean, I guess I'll highlight specifically the Northeastern game. What was it about, I guess, Ramon that you felt more comfortable starting him at the four than Ivan at the four?
Well, Yvonne, and this is a funny thing, and I'm always totally honest with you, Josh. Yvonne, I started him early on. He's been playing really hard, really well from the moment I came in, but he's not a guy who's used to starting. So I want to make sure that he can enter into the game and, again, you know, have a rhythm and not, you know, I think he put a lot of pressure on himself starting. Now, obviously, as the season goes on, I think he's now more comfortable in his role, and I have no problem with starting him. But sometimes it's better to have him, you know, kind of go and get into the game as it's already started, and just starting him and him putting that pressure on himself. And plus, you know, we had a matchup that we felt like, you know, early on to not maybe give Alex Murphy some easy looks, you know, some pick and pop stuff, to be honest. You know, we felt like Ramon may guard some of that stuff a little better early on. And then with Tom being hurt, you know, I think Yvonne coming off the bench can play multiple positions coming off the bench, and it just helped our rotation.
All right. Thanks, Will. I'll see you in an hour.
Yes, sir.
Your next question is from Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You were talking earlier about the little plays that, you know, separate a game between, you know, winning and losing. I'm curious, how much harder do those little plays get when you're away from home? Because obviously you guys have played well in Harrisonburg, but just 1-5 on the road in league play, coming to Wilmington, obviously, on Thursday. Just how big do those plays get when you're away from home in a hostile environment?
Well, I think all of that stuff is magnified, and I chuckle a little bit because I think, you know, I was listening to Coach Matheny, and that's the same concept that I don't really look at the standings and worry about that stuff, more so me because it's my first year, and we've been so, you know, obviously we've struggled to get wins. Definitely the standings is not something that I'm concerned about. But when you mentioned that we're 1-5, I just immediately thought back to, you know, it's a one-possession game at Delaware. Delaware actually turns the ball over under their basket with a minute left. We have a layup and miss it in a tie ball game. We get a layup at the buzzer, you know, after the buzzer. Definitely the layup was after the buzzer at William & Mary, lose 74-73. And Coach Matheny was just talking about, obviously, our game at Elon. It's a tie ball game with basically a minute left. Swoop hits a three, actually, off our press. They just throw it to him up the sideline, and it's not necessarily, you know, it's not a good shot or a bad shot, but it's a tough shot, and it's a shot that Swoop makes, and that's who he is. You know, he's a big shot taker and maker. He's got that type of game, but you know, it's a take and make shot with a tie ball game with a minute left. And those are three of our five losses on the road. So it is. It's really tough. You got to make those plays down the stretch. You know, you can't miss a layup under the basket. You got to box dudes out. And we're up 72-70 against William & Mary with, you know, 2 minutes left. They miss a shot and we don't box out. Pruitt gets a rebound, puts it back. And so those are the types of plays that are, you know, that are magnified on the road. You're playing really good teams, really well-coached teams. The league is tremendous. And so you can't have those lapses on the road. Everything's magnified.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Before I let you go, you've touched a little bit on Ramon Snowden and his role. New to the team this year, but has filled a variety of roles, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks in that Northeastern game that you were talking about. What does he bring to your team? What skills does he bring?
Well, he's a very versatile guy. You know, obviously he put up good numbers at Niagara, so he has some experience. And the main thing he brings to it, again, it goes back to the versatility, is that he's a guy who should be a stat sheet stuffer for us. We have some guys that are, you know, scores. We have some guys that, you know, we rely on to rebound. Ramon should be a guy, and I think that of the forward position, like that's how I recruit the forward position. That's what I look for in the forward position. You got to be a guy that can handle it, you know, under pressure a little bit, make an open three, post if you need to, defend multiple positions. It's got to be one of the most versatile positions on the most versatile position on the court. And I think Ramon needs to do that. We don't focus on one stat line with him. It's his overall, how many, you know, rebounds, points, you know, assists, you know, guarding multiple positions. He's got to be a stat sheet stuffer.
All right, Lou. Thanks, as always, for taking some time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Thank you.